Mac Holmes pre-game interview.
Our Mac Holmes pre-match interview. We'll be speaking with Geelong assistant coach Matty Knights, who's been good enough to join us. Matty, firstly, some change news. We had one yesterday with Kruger in for O'Connor, but Tommy Atkins is now withdrawal. Can you bring us up to speed with why Tommy won't play?
Yeah, just Tommy's a bit stiff in the back area. Just sort of didn't free up as the week went on. The intention was to play him, but you know, just didn't quite get to the line. So it should be only really short term with Tom. He's been, you know, a marvellous player for us this year across half back, and you know, he's going to be a loss today. But you know, I don't think he's going to be out of the lineup too long with the back ailment.
You didn't get on the plane then, Nida?
No. It was just sort of one of those decisions late yesterday that we sort of looked at, and then we sort of probably give him every opportunity today and late last night to come up. But yeah, just didn't quite get there, and we thought it, I guess just the importance of Tom to the team that we felt that he needs to get himself right and get right for GWS next week.
All right. Casual Geelong fan, can you give us a bit of an insight into Nathan Kruger and what we'll see from him this afternoon?
Yeah, Nathan's a really sort of mercurial type of player. He's quite, you know, obviously for his height, around sort of 6'3", 6'4", he's extremely athletic in the air, spoiling, all marking. And then he's got a, you know, his left foot's quite prodigious. He can sort of take it 55, 60 metres with his left foot. So, yeah, he's a really likely prospect, obviously doing some great stuff in the VFL with Shane O'Brien and Sean Grigg and all the guys down there. So, you know, it's just great reward this late in the season. It's not an easy team to be in, but he's got in there, and really excited about watching him play today. It's always good to see first-game players, I think, from a supporter's point of view, but even a coaching point of view, it's really exciting to see someone new on the team.
Matty, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Team's obviously in really good form. You're missing a couple, obviously Duncan out of the midfield and Cameron out up forward. But are you too close to the finals now to be trialling things? Are you trying to just get everything set and the mix and how you want it to work? Or are you still sort of tinkering with things in terms of getting that mix right for finals?
Yeah, I think, Ben, I think it's a good question. In regards to the selection of the team, I think you sort of always got to be open-minded about players that could come on at this time of the year and really, you know, still break into the lineup. So you should never, I don't think we should never be sort of cut and dried on what our lineup is. But I think with the game plan and the teams you're playing, you sort of do have to tinker a little bit every week. North Melbourne have been fairly strong in a couple of areas of their game the last few weeks, bringing the ball back into the corridor, sort of slicing through opposition through the midfield. And then, you know, when you play a team like GWS or in Melbourne in coming weeks, you might have to tinker from week to week depending on their strength a little bit as well. So, yeah, I think there's a little bit of room to move, Ben. You know, like, you'd want to be bedding down a lot of your stuff, but, you know, there is a bit of room to move from week to week with both game style and selection, I think.
Yep. We fill a lot of airspace with team selection and who's best for this and who's best for that. And, you know, we really don't know. We're just guessing from the outside. Do you, as a coaching group, are you sort of unanimous in what you think the mix is dependent on the opponent, or is that just a real interchangeable thing each week? I know injuries play a part, but hypothetically, if you had everyone available, are your coaches really unanimous on what you think is the best mix to beat teams and win the premiership?
Yeah, I would say majority of the time we're reasonably unanimous in match committee in regards to what our best, you know, group would be for that coming week, and sometimes it does change from week to week depending on op-ed, but sometimes it just doesn't because teams sort of match up the same. But I will be brutally honest, there are times where we're not sort of cut and dried with, you know, agreeance on selection or game style, but you know, we thrash it out, we push pretty hard on each other, and then, you know, as Scotty's role is, you'll make the final call, you know, after hearing all our views. So I think it's just a healthy way to do it. But once we make decisions on selection and game style, we're very united on moving forward from that point. So once we've made decisions, it's just full unity from there on inwards, and, you know, just getting the job done match day, allowing the players to feel at their best and supporting them match day.
Fahar McComb speaking with Geelong assistant coach Matty Knights. Here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
G'day, Nida. Good luck today, mate.
Hey, Neildy.
Just a quick one. I just want to follow up a little bit more in depth with one of your answers there that you gave Cass. You were talking about, okay, so you're playing North today, you're down in Tassie, they're going okay, like they're showing some improvement. They're still sitting 18th on the ladder. So you've yep. indicated to our listeners that even against North Melbourne, there is that opportunity or the need to alter your game style slightly. You spoke about the way they're bringing the ball through the middle of the ground. If I was to ask you the question, mate, what percentage today would you be focused on your style versus altering that to combat their style?
Yeah, I think it's interesting as the week goes on. I think in a coaching forum or a match committee, we probably obviously discuss the opposition a little bit more than we would with the players. And so you're not going to saturate the playing group with opposition stuff. And it might be a small bite early in the week. I know the midfield group, I give them a bite of the opposition early in the week, a bit of a look at them, their strengths, their vulnerabilities. But then as the week goes on, it's a really big focus on us. And that's sort of probably 90% focus on us and how we want to really, I think someone mentioned, I might have been Ben or King, you mentioned earlier, just nailing down our stuff to sort of keep improving that from week to week so it stands up for the rest of the year. So, yeah, I think early in the week there's a bit of a, from my perspective, a little bit of a focus on opposition and getting the players their head around what we're going to come up against. And then as the week goes on, really, really pushing hard on what we're about and, you know, what the players are about to play their best.
Mate, another one for us up here, Ben mentioned before, you know, we have a look in the crystal ball and we go hypothetical with selection and we try and work that. And it's really good discussion for us. But so one of the things that we've been throwing around on K-Rock is when Jeremy Cameron is fit, and let's hope that's really soon, can the Geelong forward line have Cameron, Hawkins, Rowan and Radigalia all playing in that one game in the one forward line?
Oh, it's a very tough question.
Yeah, absolutely.
the way Asaba is playing, you know, if he plays like he did, you know, the last week or two and provides that sort of aerial contest, the crash in the air, but also the clean marks and finishing, you know, he's got every right to be in this team come the end of the year, but so do the other guys. So it's going to be really tough to go after that. And, you know, if the four bigs can make it work, and it depends, I guess, what you classify Gary Rowan as. I mean, he obviously plays, he's a marking player, but some of his speed and his pressure at the fall of the ball can be, you know, as good as anyone in the comp. So, you know, so Gary probably does give us that flexibility if we did want to play the three talls. And then it probably does depend nearly a little bit of what we do with the ruck, you know, whether, you know, Asaba does help in the ruck more than, say, Blitzars.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, it comes down to that equation a little bit as well. So there's a few machinations with that, but it's a very pertinent question. And, you know, we just love Asava's development at the moment, the way he's going after the game. Really looking forward to him to do the same today.
Matty, do you view, just you personally, do you view Jeremy Cameron as a key forward? I know his dimensions would suggest that he's a key forward. I think he's 196, but he doesn't really play like a, you know, a traditional key forward.
I was having a laugh with him this week. He says he wants to do a little bit of midfield work, but I'm not sure about that. No, I don't think he's a traditional big. I think the way he gets his goals, the way he competes, he could play on a half forward line or at full forward. So he gives us enormous flexibility, I guess. So that's on the previous question, makes it a little bit more difficult when you go to selecting a team, that there are guys in form and it's a tough job. But, you know, I think we'll get to an end point eventually. And to answer your question, I don't think he's just a traditional big. I think Jeremy Cameron could play up the ground. He can play deep. He can play in between. So it does give us a fair bit of flexibility.
You work with these guys every day. What sort of pleased you? What's one thing that's really pleased you about this patch that they're having in the lead up to finals, given the form you've been in?
I think what's pleased probably the coaching group as such, or and I say specifically myself with the midfield group, is the determination to I guess honour every contest, honour every opponent, and I think obviously the skipper Joel and Pat lead that with their leadership in regards to, all right, irrelevant of who we're playing, we play a certain way and we've got to be very switched on from the get-go and, you know, treat every contest like it's our last. And that's what I've been most proud with probably in the last period of time, and now going after sustaining that's so critical. So yeah, just I think then just their attitude to their football and the way they're going about it, no matter who they're playing.
Matty, really appreciate your time. Always good to catch up pre-game. We wish you the best of luck this afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
Matty Knights joining us there. Thanks to Harmac Homes. Now, Harmac Homes are passionate about understanding your new home dreams and dedicated to exceeding expectations every single day. Your dream, our commitment, it's the Harmac way.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.